Welcome to the weekend edition of the Daily Stoic. Each weekday, we bring you a meditation inspired by the ancient Stoics, something to help you live up to those four Stoic virtues of courage, justice, temperance, and wisdom. And then here on the weekend, we take a deeper dive into those same topics. We interview Stoic philosophers. We explore at length how these Stoic ideas can be applied to our actual lives and the challenging issues of our time. Here on the weekend, when you have a little bit more space, when things have slowed down, be sure to take some time to think, to go for a walk, to sit with your journal, and most importantly, to prepare for what the week ahead may bring. Hey, it's Ryan. Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast. Today's episode is about how Stoicism can help you be brave. The great thing about Stoicism is that it's practical. You're designed to use it for real life. And the reality of real life is that we are constantly put in scary, trying, challenging, overwhelming situations. And how do we combat that? How do we push through that? What do we draw on to help us get through difficult circumstances? As you know, my newest book, Courage is Calling, is all about courage. I wanted to give you some of the ways that the Stoics practiced their philosophy with bravery. Of course, courage being the first of the four cardinal virtues. And this episode isn't just about how to be brave, but also how to excel in what you do, which requires bravery. To be great is a scary thing. To face your own weaknesses in order to become better is also scary. So all this stuff is tied up in each other. And I'm excited to bring you some riffing on courage. And of course, please check out the new book. I'm grateful for all of you who have supported it. If you haven't yet, you can check out the Amazon reviews. People are loving it. I've heard from so many awesome people, known and unknown, who have gotten a bunch out of the book in professions, everything from firefighters to soldiers to public speakers and professional athletes, as well as just ordinary people who've had to go through this, you know, crazy, insane last 18 months. So I hope you check out the new book, Courage is Calling, Fortune Favors the Brave. Support your local retailer. Pick it up as an ebook or on Audible or iBooks. Barnes & Noble. You can even buy signed copies here at The Painted Porch, my bookstore in Bastrop, Texas. I'll stop talking and go right in today's episode about how Stoicism can help you be brave. General James Mattis says, never believe that you're impotent. Always know that there's something you can do. You have the power to change your condition, to alter the course of your life. This takes immense courage to believe in this, to believe in your own agency when everyone is saying that things are systemically broken, that they're impossible, that no individual can make a difference, that it's too far gone, that things are hopeless, that you're helpless. It takes courage to believe that. It's easier to be a nihilist. It's easier to give up. It's easy not to care. You have to have the courage to believe not just in yourself, but in the future. And that's what Stoicism is about. Yes, there's so much of it that's not in our control, but what is in our control is how we respond to things. What is in our control is what we do with the hand that we've been dealt in this life. Marcus Aurelius in Meditations is working through stuff all the time. He says, look at this. Why is that so scary? He says, look at what it really is. He says, strip it of the legend that encrusts it. See it for what it actually is. Use logic to break it down. Pericles is famous for this. Once during an eclipse, all his men were scared. And he says, look, if I put a cloak over your head, would you be scared? And they said, no. And he said, well, what's the difference if the cause of the darkness differs? Most people are afraid of death, but the funny thing is most people are afraid of public speaking even more than death. Jerry Seinfeld jokes that at a funeral, most people would rather be in the casket than giving the eulogy. And I think that's because we're afraid of what people think. That deep down, beneath all of the fears that we have, it's what will other people think of me. That's why we don't like doing things in public. That's why we don't like getting up in front of a crowd. That's why we don't like speaking up. We're worried what other people are going to think, and we're usually worried that what they're going to think is something negative about us. Marcus Aurelius says, it's crazy. We love ourselves more than other people, but for some reason we care about other people more than our own. There's nothing important you're going to do in this life that does not involve doing it in public, that's not going to involve making mistakes in public. If you're afraid of what other people think, if what you mostly care about is what other people think, I got bad news for you. You're never going to do anything important. You're never going to matter. You're never going to get over what's holding you back, and that's a real shame. Courage. You need courage to get up in front of the audience, to speak up, to put yourself out there, to not care what other people think. I've talked a lot about my morning routine here. One of the things I do every morning after I get up is I take a bunch of vitamins that my doctor recommended after some blood tests. I take a vitamin C, a zinc, a omega-3, and I take a couple others who I'm forgetting, but I definitely know whose vitamins I take. And they actually happen to be today's sponsor, and I've been taking them long before Thorne sponsored today's episode. Thorne takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with all their supplements, and they've teamed up with leading medical professionals to bring out highly effective nutritional supplements. Because I'm a runner, I'm always trying to take care of my joints. And with Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/dailystoic and use code dailystoic for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/dailystoic and use code dailystoic for 10% off your order. thorne.fit/dailystoic. Use code dailystoic. And note, these statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You have to be willing to look stupid. That's what Epictetus says. He says, if you wish to improve, you must be willing to look clueless or stupid about some things. I think that means, one, you have to be willing to ask dumb questions. If you don't ask, you can't learn. If you're afraid of what other people think, you'll never learn what you don't know. But I think the other part is you have to be willing to not care about stuff, right? To be like, I don't care about that. I'm not following that. I'm out of touch about that. That's one part. Then I think the other part is you have to be willing to be bad at stuff, right? To be at the beginner stages, to be embarrassingly figuring it out, to be mediocre, to be in the process of rediscovering or changing or growing. So if you want to improve, the Stoics say, you have to be willing to look stupid, to look embarrassed, to be ridiculous, to not be good, because that's how you get from where you are to where you want to go.
You know, Seneca talks about how we waste our most valuable resource, which is time, right? And I think as far as an entrepreneur, someone who runs a company, where do you find yourself wasting the most amount of time? It's in hiring people. And that's why when we hire people here at Daily Stoic, or when I'm looking for a research assistant or any kind of job, we always post on LinkedIn Jobs. You can create a free job post in minutes on linkedinjobs.com for your network. You can focus on candidates with the skills and experience you need and that they have. Use screening questions to get your role in front of only the most qualified people, and then use the simple tools on LinkedIn Jobs to quickly filter and prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates worth interviewing faster. More than 40 million job seekers visited LinkedIn in the last week. So post your job for free at linkedin.com/stoic. That's linkedin.com/stoic to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Churchill says that destiny taps us on the shoulder. And is it going to find us ready? Are we going to be there in our finest hour? And the answer is most people don't. Most people turn away when destiny calls. I talk about Florence Nightingale in my book, Courage is Calling. For 16 years, she declines the call. She wasn't ready. Finally, the call says, are you going to let other people get in the way of answering my call to service? And then she realized how silly that was. But that's true. We let things get in the way. We know what we're supposed to do. We know what we want to do. We know what the right thing is to do, but we don't do it. We let other things get in the way. Courage calls, but we ignore it. But what history needs, what the world needs, what you need is to answer that call and not let anything get in the way. Hillel's famous question was, if not me, then who? And then he said, if not now, then when? And I think this is a really important Stoic question. And this is why you see the Stoics stepping up in moments of crisis and difficulty throughout the history of Stoicism, because They knew that if they didn't do it, if Cato had simply rolled over, then no one would have stood up. If Marcus Aurelius had declined being the emperor because what he really wanted to do was be a philosopher, then who would have taken his place? I think even Seneca realizes this in Nero's service. He says, if I don't do this, someone else worse will do it. And I think this is just such a key question. If you're not going to do it, who's going to do it? And if everyone backed out, if no one stepped up, where would that leave us? That's the idea in the new book, Courage is Calling. If not you, then who? And if not now, then when? Courage isn't always charging ahead. Sometimes it's retreating. Sometimes it's knowing when you're beaten. There's a story about Socrates. Alcibiades, one of his students, says the bravest thing he's ever seen is the way Socrates retreated in a battle, not running headlong, not broken, not terrified, but with discipline, and how Socrates' discipline and self-control inspires the other soldiers around them to gather themselves up, to not be scared, to retreat in an orderly fashion. So when we say that, you know, courage is calling, it's not always to do the brave, bold, obvious thing. Sometimes it's to back up. Sometimes it's to live, to fight another day. Sometimes it's to strategically regroup. Sometimes it's to tactically beat a retreat. So it's not always charging ahead. Courage can mean a lot of different things. And if you think it's only charging ahead, you're probably not being courageous. You're actually being reckless.
Remember, Courage is Calling, Fortune Favors the Brave is now available everywhere. You can go to your local bookstore and pick it up. You can come to the Painted Porch and pick it up. We are still offering the pre-order bonuses. We've extended it to the end of this week. So you can get that at dailystoic.com/pre-order. But you can also get Audible. You can get ebooks. You can get whatever you want from wherever you want it. But I would very much like you to support the new book, Courage is Calling, Fortune Favors the Brave. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some, But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.